for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Although the next presidential election is still 23 months away, New Jersey Democrat Senator Cory Booker was out campaigning in New Hampshire yesterday for a possible run at the White House.
During the holidays, I'm going to sit down and take a lot of stock about what I want to do next, whether run for president or stay in the Senate and help this continued movement in our country to reinvigorate our democracy.
He's one of dozens of Democrats eyeing bids for the White House in 2020. French riot police struggled to contain thousands of yellow-vested protesters venting their anger against the government as vandals tore through the area around the famed Champs-Élysées. This protester says this could be the start of a movement.
People don't want to stop now because we just want to the president get out. Maybe the negotiation they are doing now will just stop the movement for a little while.
A huge cleanup is underway after protesters set fire to cars, burned barricades, and smashed windows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to Medishare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. Medishare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
Medishare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without Medishare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is starting to drop evidence that federal prosecutors say show evidence of crimes pointing to President Trump. New York Democrat Congressman Gerald Nadler tells CNN's State of the Union there's a lot of work ahead to figuring out just what went on.
These indictments and filings show is that the president was at the center of a massive fraud, several massive frauds against the American people. And it's now our job, the job of the Justice Department, the special counsel, and the Congress to get to the bottom of this.
Nadler says the president committed some impeachable offenses. The Senate is preparing to confront the White House over its support for Saudi Arabia in the aftermath of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing and plans to curtail U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin tells MSNBC the strategy in Yemen will soon change.
The campaign in Yemen, our involvement is not adding to a solution as part of the tragedy of that region, and that we need to reevaluate it.
Cardin is ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president has a few choice words for his former Secretary of State. More from USA's Wendy King.
There's no love lost between President Trump and his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says the president is undisciplined and he asked him to do things that were illegal. The president tweeted in response, "Tillerson is dumb as a rock." Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
Decades ago, these sorts of things either never came out or were saved for biographies and autobiographies written after a presidency. We're long past that, and now we have these sorts of tiffs and very ugly circumstances coming out during an administration.
A top GOP senator is concerned about the president's pick to be U.N. ambassador. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants former Fox News reporter and current State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to succeed Nikki Haley as ambassador when Haley steps down at the end of the year. Nauert has little foreign policy experience before taking the State Department post, and now the Senate Foreign Relations Committee would consider Nauert's nomination, and one of the members, GOP Senator Marco Rubio, tells CBS's Face the Nation, quote, "I most certainly think she has the ability to do the job well," but he adds, "Does she have detailed knowledge of foreign policy to a level that will allow her to be successful at the United Nations? That I don't know."
For USA Radio News,